Well, after something of an uncertain start for the local share market today, it was at least able to edge higher with a modest improvement of 8 points or 0.1%. It looked like that could have perhaps ended with a minus sign in front of it early on in the piece, but we managed to move ahead. The main headwind early on in the piece was the rather strained relationship imagined between Donald Trump and Congress. He is threatening to shut Congress down if they don't pass a bill that will fund the construction of the wall between the United States and Mexico. So that'll make for interesting listening, if nothing else, in the days to come. But as far as the impact on the market was concerned, if you boiled it down today, it came down to the weakness that we saw in the banks married up against the improvements that we saw in the resource sector. Just to highlight that, Rio Tinto did quite well, up by about 3%, whereas the CBA was down by just over 0.75%. It was another busy day as far as companies reporting results. Oz Minerals, they reported numbers, but there's probably just as much focus on the fact that a major copper mine has been approved, and the markets are enthusiastic about that. Oz Minerals shares were up by about 3%. South 32, its numbers were pretty much in line with expectations. The shares up by 1.5%. What stood out there is that last year they posted a $1.6 billion loss. This time around it was a profit of $1.2 billion. So obviously big write-downs were a feature of last year. Elsewhere, we've seen Centre Group shares edge lower today. Their full year net profit of $1.4 billion was really comprised of property revaluations. And when you took that out of the equation, it looked a little more lean. Elsewhere, the shares finished down by about 1%. McGrath Partners, the real estate group, they reported numbers today, full year profit of $4.9 million. That was below the market's expectations, and the shares finished down by about 5%. Best improver of the day was Flight Centre. The market really took a liking to that result. The shares finished up by about 11%, and the Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker. It's trading around 78.9 US cents.